Live, 855 450 free. You can call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
855 450 free. We have had people glued to our radios in the last hour talking about this chain email that's been going around. And apparently it's from a 21-year-old female in Texas named Al. What's her name? His name? I've forgotten.
Alfred W. Evans is a 56-year-old resident of Gatesville, Texas.
Are you telling me something I've read in a chain email isn't so?
Yes, I am. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but Al is also very upset about welfare abuse and what he sees as something, I mean, I think what he sees correctly as something that's not fair, you know. I think he sees the injustice in this, and I can definitely relate to him on that, for sure.
Yeah. So,
but it's funny, he actually says he wasn't responsible for changing it. Like, he didn't know that this went viral. He wrote a letter to the editor under his own name, and then somebody picked it up and started circulating it around. It went viral. And
they figured it wouldn't have that kind of punch if it was written by a fat, old white guy.
Yeah, the stereotype of a Republican. So they made it the anti-stereotype.
Yeah, anti-stereotype. Would have been more fun if they would have made her a black 21-year-old woman from Texas.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you're going to do these things, there was one, actually, that I think a lot of people got fooled by, I remember. It was a chain email that actually had a video attached. And it was with President Obama, where he went to Russia, and the video... And I only knew this because I actually watched the video that they were showing. I actually saw the live newscast of it.
Okay.
And in it looks like Obama's getting snubbed by all the Russian politicians, but because they won't shake his hand, he walks by and they won't shake his hand. And what they did was they edited it to make it look like he shakes one person's hand, and then they edited it to the scene where they're all leaving. And so it makes it look like they turned around and didn't shake his hand and walked away. It was really, really well done. And a lot of people were just spreading this around. Look, the Russians can't stand Obama. When, no, it was a complete edit.
And then didn't they fabricate in some quotes, too? Like, Putin called him the most irresponsible MF-er in the world or something.
Yeah, like all this crazy stuff. So sometimes they can be really crazy and, like, almost believable. But, yeah, when you do a 21-year-old female complaining about this, no.
Mark smelled the BS.
Yeah, I did. But to some extent, like, I'm certainly, I'm going to admit it, folks, I used to be your average conservative. And, you know, over time, the ideas of liberty converted me to some extent. But I think that at its heart, conservatism's right about, these social welfare programs, that they enslave people to a mindset that doesn't allow them to achieve anything. That if you keep giving somebody, if you keep taking care of somebody, they're never going to have what it takes to go and achieve something on their own. At least fewer people will.
There are major strings attached to social welfare, too. I mean, the government, if they're giving you money, they want information from you. They want... maybe they want to check up on you. Maybe you're first on the list for certain programs where they want to inspect your home and things like that. There is obviously abuse in the system, but there are also these other strings attached that can make it more likely. For instance, I remember in the UK, there was some program where there were families that were on welfare and they were kind of, working with social workers. And the government contacted all these people and said, yeah, we're going to be putting cameras in your homes.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
Yes, they had the cameras in the homes. I thought that had to do mostly with the kids that were really acting out or something.
Yeah, it was the special needs kids.
Yeah.
But they, they're essentially getting assistance from the government because their kid has a disability. So
now, here's Al's got a bright idea here. Says, in addition, you will either present a check stub from a job each week or you will report to a government job.
He sounds like a drill sergeant.
I'm doing it like a drill sergeant because Al was in the military, and I think that it has that kind of sound to it.
I think he picked that up from somewhere, yeah.
And this is the fallacy that we get told all the time. Republicans and conservative types suggest that, that government jobs make people lazy and inefficient and all these things. However, if you want to get some discipline in your life, go into the military. You know, I mean, it makes no sense at all. These, hey.
Because that's not a government
job. Here's a surprise. That's a government job. And my uncle was in the Air Force, and he said it almost ruined him for real work. And I've talked to many people in the military that said they spent their whole military career running around trying to avoid work.
Which is funny.
That was the job.
The military tries and sells it to you, sells the military to you as in, see, if you have this experience in the military, this company will want you when you get out. No, that's just not true. And, yeah, you know, the real world in no way works like the military does, not by a long shot.
Having been in the military.
Yes.
So he says, or you will report to a government job. It may be cleaning the roads of trash, painting or repairing public housing. Whatever we find for you, we will sell your 22-inch rims and low-profile tires and your blasting stereo speakers and put that money towards the common good.
Wow.
The common good.
He was really upset about those rims that he saw on the parking lot.
You know, I can understand how the guy felt. You know, when you think to yourself, look, my tax money is going to this and this and this, but also, you don't understand math because your tax money, as far as discretionary spending goes, half of it goes to the military, and then that doesn't even count veterans' benefits. So, you know, the social welfare programs don't cost that much
right.
of your tax dollar, and the chances are good that you're not paying income tax anyway. You may think you're paying income tax, but the chances are good that you're not paying income tax because 144, let's see, it was a 2008, I figured it out, and there were about more than 300 million people in the United States, 144 million tax returns. That's fewer than half of the people as far as tax returns, but you can file jointly, so some of those, it might account for more than half the population. But of those 144 million tax returns, about half of them actually paid because of the earned income tax credit, because of the family tax credit, and all these other things that go into it. A lot of people that fill out a tax form aren't paying income tax. They might be paying FICA. They might be paying some other.
But you have to fill it out or else you get punished, right?
So,
can I just inject a little compassion into this discussion?
Please, go right ahead.
Okay. As much as we're talking about welfare, like, it's important to remember the military and corporate welfare as bigger welfare fish than social welfare. But also, if you're poor, it's really hard, and government has made it really hard to elevate yourself, your economic status. You know what I mean? It's so hard to start your own business
because
of all these regulations. They've kicked the bottom rungs out of the ladder of success. That's what Mary Ruart
Zoning
said.
Zoning is a huge issue.
Zoning,
if you want to run a business out of your house as a poor person, where do you think it's cheapest to run your business?
Yeah, if you have a home, from your home. Or on the street, but you can't do that because it's illegal to be a street vendor.
because you know, you're in competition with the people who are paying real rent for real stores.
Yeah, so you're basically stuck with doing something illegal if you're trying to make a startup business. It's something about it is going to be illegal, so that exposes you to even more risk than just starting a business. You're not likely to have startup capital, so you're probably going to try to do something like maybe cleaning houses or like childcare or something like that. But those are illegal in a lot of places.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
And
I support that 100% because at that point you can actually build on the money you're getting from the government. I could care less if people take these government assistance programs. What I'm concerned with is that the safety net turns into a hammock. Not for me, for them. That's what my concern is, because the world's going to be a better place if they have that incentive to move forward.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like the whole argument like that this email's bringing up, and that a lot of people really probably, I mean, the reason that this is a chain email is because I'm guessing a lot of people really, it really resonated with them.
Sure, sure.
The argument's a loser. I mean, it's just, if you're spreading this email because you want this information to get out to people, this is just a topic that is not going to, you know, it's not going to convert anybody. It's not going to bring anybody to you and say, oh, yeah, you know, boy, you're right. I can't believe these people are, you know.
Oh, I think it absolutely resonates and gets people on board because, I mean, there's all kinds of, because groups love to be set against other groups.
Yeah, I think there are lots of people out there who, for them, for whatever reason,
and I consider that a bad thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
For them, just culturally, or because they have a stigma against it, like, even if they had a hard time in their life, going on welfare is just not an option. They have this idea that hard work is a virtue and that you should be working so hard, and so they just really resent that, you know, having this pressure to work and make something of yourself and really beating themselves up. And so,
and that's,
you know,
so annoying.
When they see other people not doing that, they're like, hey, this person can get away with it. That's not fair.
Well, they see it being done on their dime. I can appreciate that. I mean, you know.
I got a comment from a listener saying people should take their welfare and buy Bitcoin. That's how to really get out of poverty.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on this email? 855-450-3733.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You can call in, talk about Live, Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855 450 free. All of us moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
This is true.
The Free State Project is a project to get, and by the way, we're more than 75% of the way to reaching our goal of getting 20,000 people who are going to state their intent, who have stated their intent, to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society whose maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. Here's the surprise. Some of them don't believe that that's even legitimate. If you're tired of the constant growth of government intrusion in your area, get together with other people who think similarly to you. They don't think just like you, I can assure you.
I promise.
FreeStateProject.org. Go sign up. You'll likely be happy you did. Most people, from what I can tell, they come here, they build a life for themselves, they're delighted. I think some people move a little too soon. Other people, it's not exactly what they had imagined. But nonetheless, you know, come check it out. There's opportunities like the Liberty Forum that's coming up in February. We'll be talking about that here shortly in Nashua, New Hampshire. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And then we've got Keenvention. Like, there's something every few months, definitely.
We try to make it that way for you. So let's go to Pizza Guy, calling in from Fargo. Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk about a little concept called fungibility.
Okay.
I've got a simple little explanation and then kind of a gotcha hook at the end here.
Okay.
So my first little explanation here is, you know, people say, like when Ian got that $5,000 from Massachusetts, they say, oh, you're taking money from the taxpayer.
Right.
So Ian, to
explain that real quick for those listening, our normal host here on the weekdays, he's the first chair, Ian Freeman. He got a $5,000 settlement from some Palmer, Massachusetts for them throwing him in a jail cell and giving him a very hard time about using a video camera in a courthouse or, no, a town hall or something like that.
Yep, exactly. Right. And so people tend to say, you know, oh, it's not right, you're taking money from the taxpayer. And to me, it's kind of along the same lines as taking welfare or applying for Social Security or any of these other things where you might end up taking more than you got. What people don't understand is that money is all fungible. A dollar is a dollar is a dollar, and so when you take the money from the state, it's not like they necessarily directly raise taxes the next year. That's just less money that they have to spend on something else. They do budget. They do have to take that money from somewhere, and it ends up getting paid all probably from the insurance. But they have lawsuit insurance, so it's not like he's taking it directly from the taxpayers. And at any rate, he's going to put it to better use than anybody in the government would.
Now, likely their lawsuit insurance at that town is going to go up because they've shown themselves to the insurance company to be have a propensity to, cause problems to their citizenry. So I would say that he is causing taxpayers in the town of Palmer to have to pay more. But the people in the town of Palmer probably haven't done so much as put a pen to paper and sent a letter to the editor. So if you don't have that kind of gumption it takes to do something about it, I say, tough.
What about the federal government where they can just print more money? I mean, a town
can't. It's an entirely different aspect.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pizza Guy.
They can, but they don't. I mean, they can and they can't. They do have to follow their own rules. And so it's, again, the basic rule of fungibility applies. And basically what you're looking at is you're going to end up spending that money better than they would have spent it anyway.
Likely.
It ends up being kind of a slush fund. And especially when you're, I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but it ends up because it comes out of the budget that they already have. And then,
there's something different about the New England yearly meeting aspect. Now, I'm not sure whether Palmer is a town or whether it's a city. I think it's a town. And they're supposed to return the money that they didn't spend. Generally, they don't do that. But really, the budgets are built on costs in towns in New Hampshire, supposedly.
Yeah, so there's that aspect to it, but and I guess what else I wanted to talk to you about fungibility is your AMP program, and then this will lead into my hook.
Yep.
So the AMP program isn't the hook; it's going to lead into it. So my AMP, if I were to contribute to AMP, all you're asking for is $5 a month, right?
That's correct. We ask people to contribute $5 a month to the AMP program. In exchange, we give some perks like commercial-free podcasts and things like this. Essentially, every other radio show host does this. They just call it their membership thing, and they sell it, whereas in Free Talk Live, we're about a mission as opposed to a business. And we ask people to contribute to our mission, and we say that we're going to set the money directly towards advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live.
And how much do you receive a month total in AMP dollars?
Currently, it's about $3,500, I'd say, is the number.
Okay, so my $5, that's not really going to make or break you, is it? I mean, as far as the total overall, whether or not you're going to end up doing something on an AMP budget, if I pitch in the $5 or I don't, you know, it's of no statistical significance, right? Because I'm just one person.
As far as statistics go, I think, well, first off, your $5 is going to be doubled into $10, but I think that the argument for $5 is probably similar to the argument for $10. And, the difference between $3,406 and $3,416 isn't much, but we do use that AMP money towards advertising, and we sometimes even go over the budget and try not to. So I think that it could be argued that, yes, that $10 a month for a year, so $120 is going to go towards Facebook ads or Google ads or, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I don't think I necessarily agree that it's just a drop in the bucket when it comes to the AMP program.
And so my hook is that, because I've heard you say this about the voting many different times, and to me it's the same thing, is that, one person's vote doesn't make a difference, but when people act in large groups, you know, you need that, comparing the group mentality to the individual's actions and the group's action as a total, it just doesn't seem fair to me, and it's the same concept. Just like you need everybody who contributes to AMP to contribute to the AMP, if you're going to vote for something, you need everybody who's going to vote to contribute to the voting.
I agree with your point. The problem is that you're using the AMP program, which only has $3,400 a month that comes through.
Sounds like you dropped off.
So, generally what I say about voting is that voting is statistically insignificant and that my vote or the vote of my family generally does not sway a national election. So if you're talking about voting for governor in your state or voting for a senator or voting for the president, and the president's only a statewide vote in 50 states plus a couple of other
districts. You do actually claim that it can influence on a local level.
On a local level.
I'm skeptical of that, but...
Well, I've seen it happen, but...
You know, I could say that a national election is going to matter even less than voting in a local election.
The AMP program's more like a local election than it is a state election. That's not my opinion.
Or a family vote.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. You know, we talked about Bitcoins in the last segment. And Stephanie, maybe, I don't know where, Ian asked me where I heard this stat. And I'm not 100% sure where I heard this stat. But that a lot of people will claim that Bitcoin's biggest use is buying drugs on the internet.
Oh, I heard you say that on the show, and it's actually charitable giving. I can tell you exactly where that comes from. There was a survey done by Zero Hedge, and this was, it's actually somewhat dated now. It was about a year ago, I believe. And they surveyed, it was an unscientific survey, admittedly, so it was the readers of Zero Hedge who were taking this survey. And it came out, you know, 95% male, surprise, surprise. And the average age was 32. It was a 32-year-old male who's an atheist and a libertarian and in a relationship and
thank God.
Giving to charity with Bitcoins.
I was pulling for him, too.
Well. So, but yeah, people said it wasn't just donating to nonprofit organizations. It was actually as gifts or donations. So that could encompass, you know, giving it as a gift to your friend, giving it as a donation to a podcast like Free Talk Live, which is not a nonprofit organization. But so gifts and donations was the most common use of Bitcoin, with 55% of people saying that they had done that kind of spending of Bitcoin. However, it doesn't, you know, exclude them. They could have done that and used Bitcoin in other ways. But the most people said that they had at least done that.
And you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com if you want to put something in the Bitcoin tip jar. Currently, right now, for the next year, that will be doubled. Any donation to the Bitcoin tip jar will be doubled because it's going to help us. We've got a little project here to get Daryl on as a full-time as our affiliate relations guy, and it's going to be great for us. He's already making calls and doing great.
That is the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, I feel so, so grateful to the people who have donated Bitcoin to me and to FreeAid, which is the charity, Bitcoin-based charity that I work with, but the people who have given me Bitcoins, I mean, they've just kept growing, and I've been super, super grateful for that. So,
We've got involved in BitcoinNotBombs.com's homeless the hoodie. Excuse me, hoodie the homeless.
Yeah, make everyone with a hoodie homeless. Homeless the hoodies.
But the idea is to get a hoodie for yourself there by going to BitcoinNotBombs, and they're great looking hoodies. Pre-order a hoodie or a T-shirt. And each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for someone in need. So they're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so that they can get these printed and distributed in time for the holidays so you can give them as gifts and keep someone warm this winter. They can keep two people warm this winter by buying one for a friend. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla Bitcoin outreach. They're accepting general donations for the project. If you'd like to give more, visit BitcoinNotBombs.com. So not only will homeless people get hoodies to keep them warm, but they'll be advertising Bitcoins in the process. So it's a, you know, I'm delighted.
You know, I love this project. I actually interviewed Davi from Bitcoin Not Bombs, great organization, and Jason King from Sean's Outpost, which is a huge Bitcoin charity helping out homeless people. They've got Satoshi Forest, which is basically a sanctuary for homeless people. But anyway, I interviewed both of them on my website, which is porktherapy.com. It's porktherapy.com.
Excellent. And
about Hoodie the Homeless.
Yeah.
There's a podcast about it there.
Yeah, it sounds sounds good. So let's go on with the list here from Al, the 21-year-old female, right?
Right. Yeah, so in case you're just tuning in, we were reading a chain email that Mark got, and it was an anti-welfare rant. I found an article that's debunking this. It was said that it was written by a 21-year-old female from Texas, but it was actually written by a 56-year-old male from Texas.
Now, before you go in and you know, get the punchline here at the end, I want to make sure that we get the whole email out. So Al goes on and says, before you write that I've got violated someone's rights, realize that all the above is voluntary. If you want our money, accept our rules. Before you say this would be demeaning and ruin their self-esteem, consider that it wasn't that long ago before taking someone else's money for doing absolutely nothing was demeaning and lowered one's self-esteem.
How much does that sound like, if you live in my house, you got to live by my rules?
I'm with him. I think that it's 100% that way. You want free money from the government, I guess. As callous as this dude sounds in the process, I tend to agree. Anyway, if you're expected to pay for other people's mistakes, we should at least attempt to make them learn from their bad choices. This is something that Neil Bortz, the libertarian, I'm using
quote-unquote libertarian,
yeah, talk show host, used to say, and I can't entirely disagree, which is that poverty comes from bad decisions, and that the only way to learn from bad decisions is to have to deal with the consequences. And
you know,
the consequences, I mean...
No, I disagree with that.
Okay, go ahead.
The only way to learn from bad decisions is to deal with consequences. Perhaps that helps, but sometimes people can't just figure it out, you know, what good behaviors are. That doesn't teach them about what good behavior is, or not good behavior as in morally good, but like sustainable behavior that will allow them to be financially responsible in the long term.
What kind of behaviors are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about things like just using birth control, or things like having a budget, or saving, having a savings account, things like that. Or maybe they don't need a bank account because a lot of people don't have bank accounts now. But or heck, buying Bitcoin, or you know, something like that, or just putting a little bit of money aside each week for savings or for a rainy day or whatever.
So budgeting sounds like something that people should be able to kind of figure out on their own. You don't have any money, you shouldn't be spending it on frivolous things, that kind of thing.
It's not.
I'm with
you
on birth
control. It's
not always
that simple. Or what about habits, like buying a soda every time you go to a convenience store?
Yeah, it's a bad habit.
That adds up.
I mean, it doesn't.
But sometimes people just don't get that unless somebody points it out to him or to them, excuse me. Most people are just walking around in life doing whatever their parents did without thinking about it. And when your parents were buying a six-pack every night and, you know, buying cigarettes at the grocery store and not budgeting and not saving and having you when they were 16 years old, that's what you're going to do. And somebody really has to point that out to you and
say,
you're
really not giving these people much power in their own lives. Are you telling me that somebody can't figure out that the $1.50 they're spending on a 20-ounce soda two or three times a day when they stop off at the convenience store isn't having an effect on them? I mean, I just don't believe that.
Okay, sure. Maybe they could figure it out. But, you know, the point is that some people are given that information and it's second nature to them. And some people are not given that information at all. And, you know, it's hard to expect somebody to just know the right things to do without having any training in that. You know what I mean?
Poverty kind of trains you on budgeting, though, doesn't it?
Okay, another example. People are not taught emotional health or emotional awareness or how to understand their feelings, mm-hmm. communicate with others growing up. You're not taught that stuff in school.
Okay.
Most people don't figure that stuff out. How to be emotionally healthy. And I think financial health is kind of the same thing. You kind of have to seek out that knowledge if you're going to get it. And you kind of want to understand it, right?
I agree that you... Well, and who more is going to want to understand it than somebody who's having a terrible time financially?
I don't know about that. Sometimes they don't care. Sometimes they're perfectly happy.
They're getting checks.
Right, but some people are happy being poor. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes people are just... They don't mind living... a very frugal lifestyle or a very simple lifestyle.
I'm with you. It's fine. I mean, you know, as long as it's not confronting anyone else, it doesn't matter
yeah.
who, what kind of lifestyle you live.
The consequences argument doesn't necessarily hold water to me, right?
I don't think that it's all of it,
but
some of it.
If you have unprotected sex and you get pregnant, okay.
No,
that's
I think that's an entirely different conversation. Unprotected sex and pregnancy and the consequences.
That's a 20-year consequence.
Right. It's an entirely different conversation than, hey, you can... today, stop spending money on frivolous things and soon have more money is an entirely different conversation than say, hey, if you do it without a condom today, you may have a child for 20 years. Like, there's just a whole different set of consequences there. And I see the problems, and obviously the people who are most pro-life seem to have very little interest in supporting
people. You don't think people who are poor are already dealing with the consequences of, quote, bad decisions that make them poor, and they're not getting rich?
Well, I mean, they already have some level of poverty, certainly. But
right, but it's not getting them out of poverty to have these consequences.
So what are you arguing for?
Okay, we'll find out in a moment.
855, 453.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which touches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the program, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about liberty and welfare. Where do these two things intersect? It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. So I got a chain email, and it's basically, you know, a scalding rant against people taking government welfare. And I tend to have some, although I consider this to be callous and mean-spirited, I also consider it to be largely correct. And I think that there's some conflict here, and I'm wondering if maybe I'm not making myself entirely understood. So, Stephanie, what I asked you before we went to the break was, what are your solutions to this problem? Because you're saying that the consequences to people's bad actions aren't going to necessarily deter them from doing the dumb thing.
Well, you just said bad actions, but maybe they're just ignorant actions.
Okay. Well, ignorance is good. I didn't say evil.
It's neutral. It's just
no, ignorance is bad.
Okay. How can you possibly not be ignorant on something, you know, Mark?
Indeed. There's something.
You're not ignorant on anything, I guess.
No, I am ignorant on a whole bunch of things, but I try to be
ignoramus.
As informed as I can about the things that directly affect my life and budgeting to some extent. I mean, I can't say I was ever very good at it. I really just married somebody who was. So, you know, it's a system. Not the best in the world.
Sure.
I don't think ignorance is bad.
Yeah, I mean, well, why...
I'm going to go on the record, ignorance bad.
So I guess one thing that's important to ask is, you know, why do some people have sort of self-destructive tendencies, you know, or not have the skills to function in life to the point where they can budget and support themselves and function as an adult in society?
Let's just make this clear. We're not talking about people who have their legs amputated that can't work for a living here.
Right.
We're talking about people who are just sort of bad at budgeting their money, bad at keeping a job, don't want to get up, drink too much, have a headache, don't report to work on time, those kind of folks.
Right. Well, some people do have, you know, physical disabilities
and
physical scars, but some people have
frankly, a lot of emotional baggage and trauma that we can't see from the outside, but that they're dealing with. And to call them lazy and say that they should experience the consequences of their bad actions isn't necessarily acknowledging any of that, of what might be going on for them.
What do you think it's like in third world countries for people that have that, probably a larger percentage of the population that has that kind of baggage that you're talking about? Do you think they get up and work in the morning because they got to eat?
I'm not sure.
I bet they do.
I haven't lived in third world countries.
I've been to a few.
Well, some people are starving.
Indeed, they are.
Some people are starving. Some people are dying.
It's probably has more to do with a lack of work than it has to do with a lack of willingness.
Women keep having children in some of these countries. And
in some of those places, children are still...
Where they're starving. I don't know why.
That has probably more to do with religion, and you and I will certainly agree that religion creates all kinds of perverse consequences.
Absolutely. Yes.
There's cultural and societal issues at play, certainly. But my question really remains is, how do you solve this? Because I know your solution isn't taxes.
No, absolutely not.
So, I mean, what this guy's upset about is that his money is being spent on this other stuff.
I would like to get rid of that, but I would start by, getting rid of the force of government that prohibits people from being entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's start by making that easier. Let's remove some of the government. Let's remove all of the government intervention in that area so that people can actually have a means to climb up the ladder of success, so-called.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Certainly, it's a little easier to look down from the ladder of some level of success. And by the way, there's a lot of working people out there that aren't feeling very high up on that ladder of success that are seeing the ranks of the disabled, which... Strangely, the ranks of the disabled grow during times of economic downturn, which says to me that people aren't, in fact, disabled that are taking disability necessarily, that they might just be looking for another way to get a check.
Right. Well, there's some people who could kind of go either way, and at some point they make a decision, say, I'm going to be...
Suddenly I'm feeling a little more disabled today, and they go for that.
Right. And, I mean, the incentives are there to do that, so can you really blame people for taking advantage of that? And, I mean, instead of blaming the people who are in these situations that are unfortunate, where maybe they aren't taking care of themselves and who knows what led up to that, instead of blaming those people, let's blame the government for it. Okay?
And I don't disagree with you on that. I really don't. But I think that...
blame them, but hold them accountable for it, because
I'm ready to blame the government and hold the other people accountable. How's that? Because the government really does create situations where people are in the the circumstances you're talking about here. I've seen these, having spent 9 years in prison. I've been in the lowest socioeconomic class on the planet, admittedly, more as an observer than anything else.
And you've worked your way up from it, though.
Well, not really. More as an observer is what I'm saying, is that I was there in prison.
You must have been broke when you got out of prison, though, right?
Yeah, I went to live with my mom,
mm-hmm.
and I had a steak that night. I'm sure that you leave prison with $100, you could certainly buy a steak if that's what you wanted to do, but I didn't. She had one in the fridge for me.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean...
So you had a family member who could kind of help you out, but
I got a lot of help.
You must have had to get a job somehow as a felon, and that's difficult.
I worked for mom, and then worked for, did a little waiting tables, and for whatever reason, 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't as hard. I just lied my way through this, the whole way through. Whenever anybody asked me if I was convicted of a felony, I said, no.
It's getting harder to do that.
And I don't think that it's as easy to do as it was.
Yeah.
Now they want to know what's on your Facebook page and your credit report.
Right.
And, when I was looking to get hired, they'd hire anybody with a heartbeat. Now... There's 100, there was some news story a while back where like 100 people showed up for a McDonald's job.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy stuff. And it's hard to really sort of understand that.
McDonald's is always hiring, though.
Yeah, that's a fact. But one thing I want to say real quick is that, I agree. Government is, essentially creating this situation, holding a lot of these people down in a very real way. But if the answer that people are coming up with is, let's get rid of government and then just, let the chips fall where they may, I don't support that one bit. I'd almost let the government stand. Because if the consequences is, well, let that person taking this money just starve because they're not going to get any more,
And I think that that's the difference in how people hear this. So what I hear when I hear this is that what we need to do is to get rid of that entitlement check and then let people that care about other people help these folks. And then when those checks are not when you don't get that entitlement check, you're immediately, you know, you never know when the next check's not going to come. So you're going to try harder. You're going to strive, and that's going to give people, you know, an impetus to succeed. Whereas getting a government check that says, well, you can't earn more than this, otherwise we're going to take it away from you, does the exact opposite. So that, I think that's just the different, the way that sort of different people hear this.
Sure.
I could understand that.
Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, I can relate to a lot of that. That's for damn sure.
How's
you
so?
You know, Mark and I were kind of calming a little bit. I wrapped up a 10-year prison sentence.
Oh, geez.
Okay, and when I left the prison system, I left there in prison, in my greens, with nothing in my, no money at all. Mm. And then by the end of the day, I was able to find like a room and then a job and then get a telephone turned on. So it can be done.
How did you find a room and a job?
I went to a temporary employment agency,
And what year was that?
The person that would hire me, because, you know, they never asked whether I was a convicted felon, and I spent, and I'm grateful for the temporary employment agencies, because it helped me to pay off, $20,000 in back child support,
Was that what you were doing the jail time for?
Not for 10 years.
I was able to accomplish a lot of different things, but, it wasn't until later on along down the line, like 7 or 8 years later, when I'm still working for, these different temp agencies, that companies, they didn't want convicted felons. They didn't want to have that kind of in their company. They didn't want that,
Yeah, and I can see why they wouldn't. I can totally see why an employer looking from the outside sees two potential employees sitting in front of them. One has a felony and one doesn't, and by all accounts, rest on paper, they look similar. Otherwise, why they're not going to employ the felon? And that makes it makes it tough.
I had a job. I'll tell you something. I had a job in Keene, okay, and it was a regular full time job. I had it for over 2 years. And I started off being a supply clerk, and I worked my way up to a senior supply clerk. And I didn't miss any days from work. And when I filled out my application, I said, yeah, I was a convicted felon. I had to be bonded. And they did a criminal background check on me. And I was surprised to get the job. But 2 years after that, because somebody said, well, geez, I know that guy's a felon, and I'm a felon, but I can't get a job there.
Oh, geez. So they got you fired after the fact. That's crazy, Robert. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot, pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot, beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts, or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.